Zondervan presents What Can I Do? Making a Global Difference Right Where You Are by David Livermore. Read by Tom Parks. For Grace and Emily, I love you more. Acknowledgements. I never used to read the acknowledgement pages in books until I started writing myself. Now I better appreciate that no good book is possible without the collective efforts of many people. I wouldn't even know how to go about doing something like this alone. The people who have played a role in this project far exceed those I can list here, but I do need to name a few. First, my thanks goes to the many individuals who allowed me to share a brief snapshot of their lives as compelling examples of what it means to live as we were created to live. Without their stories, this book would have remained a bunch of abstract ideas. More important, I'm thankful for how they inspire me to make a difference in the world. Second, I want to say a particular word of thanks to my former student, Julie Slagter. Julie was especially instrumental in helping me gather the many stories, ideas, and research gathered for part two of the book. If Julie had her way, every page would have included an example of human trafficking, because that's the cause that's captured her heart and life. This is a better book because she joined me in the rigorous work of pulling it together and worked with me on some of the earliest drafts. Next, thank you to the friends and colleagues I subjected to a really rough version of this manuscript. Steve Argue, Jeanette Banishak, Rob Bell, Dave Horn, Marcia Johnson, Grace Mann, Steve Mayer, Graham McKeag, and Julie Slagter made this a much better finished product. Thanks to Ryan Pasder, my editor at Zondervan, for sharing my enthusiasm for communicating this message and for the many value...